of Time and the Badlands. For centuries, humans have viewed South Dakota's celebrated Badlands with a mix of dread and fascination. The Lakota knew the place as Mako Sika. Early French trappers called the area Les Mauvaises Terres à Traverser, meaning Badlands. Both of them meaning Badlands. Conservation writer Freeman Tilden described the region as peaks and valleys of delicately banded colors, colors that shift in the sunshine, and a thousand tints that color charts do not show. In the early morning and evening, when shadows are cast upon the infinite peaks, or on the bright, moonlit night, when the whole region seems a part of another world, the Badlands will be an experience not easily forgotten. End quote. Paleontologist Thaddeus Culbertson had another reaction. Quote, fancy yourselves on the hottest day in the summer when the hottest spot of such a place, without water, without an animal, and scarce an insect astir, without a single flower to speak pleasant things to you, you will have an idea of the utter loneliness of the Badlands. End quote. The peaks, gullies, buttes, and wide prairies of the Badlands can be challenging to cross, yet they have long attracted the interest and praise of travelers. Quote, I've been about the world a lot and pretty much over our own country, wrote architect Frank Lloyd Wright in 1935, but I was totally unprepared for that revelation called the Dakota Badlands. What I saw gave me an indescribable sense of mysterious elsewhere, a distant architecture, ethereal, an endless supernatural world, more spiritual than Earth, but created out of it. End quote. The Badlands are a place of extremes. Your travels here may produce conflicting responses. You may visit in summer and curse the heat and the violent lightning storms, yet be excited by the wildlife and wildflowers. You may come in winter, chilled by the cold and the winds that roar unhindered by out of the north, and still marvel at the exquisite beauty of the moonlight glistening on the snow-dusted buttes. Whatever your feelings about the Badlands, you will not come away unaffected. Stay a while if you can, and let the Badlands reveal themselves to you. The so-called emptiness of the plains is full of traces of ancient life. You may see eagles hunt, wings outstretched over the grasslands that seem to go on forever. Above all, you will experience the quiet, the near absence of human noise. As you explore, keep in mind that this is a national park. All fossils, rocks, plants, and animals are protected and must remain where you find them. The more you observe, the more accustomed you will become to the Badlands landscape. With the familiarity will come an appreciation of the park's biological diversity. There is a rich and varied plant community here, including the largest mixed grass prairie in the national park system. Wildlife abounds. Coyotes, butterflies, turtles, vultures, snakes, bluebirds, bison, and prairie dog are just a few of the residents of the park's prairie. Approached with curiosity and care, the Badlands will provide you with an endless pleasure and fascination.